took a lot of punches from a person that she loved and trusted. Sunglasses cause she couldn't show her eyes in public. Kept a blue eye hidden while she cried and suffered. Felt a lot of pain, but she chose to rise above it. Domestic violence just became a common subject. I mean, the guy would beat her up and still expect her to prepare something for his stomach. I guess it's needless to say he thought less and used a lot of muscle. But all she ever needed was protection, a sense of security, and someone to connect with. A lot more respect for putting up with that aggression. I think it's time for y'all to get the message.
Yeah. Inhliziyo yami phalaligazi Mama ngibonga uthando nemfundiso zakho. Ngibonga lonkuthando nginika lona. Sifiso sami ukuthi ngingakubona.
From home when my mama wasn't back from work, cause I knew the guy would always get a chance to hurt me. Could never have lunch without catching a few slaps, so I couldn't be at home unless my mama had returned. Call me all sorts of names and make me feel uncomfortable. Put his hands on us like he thought he was untouchable. Pain and frustration got the better of me. I became a bully too, so the whole family got dysfunctional. Witnessed a lot of things that made me cold-hearted. A man violates a woman, but there's no charges. And kids got to witness the blood of their own mother getting spilled a second away from a postmortem. This is not the type of life a kid should ever get exposed to. Not the type of violence women ever have to go through. See, perpetrators gotta pay for their sins. There's no love for the hate that you give. Yeah.
It's me.